I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth talks with a woman in Brewster who's working to restore an East Coast fruit tree that's going to surprise you.
I'm standing with Eliza Travisano in her backyard nursery, which holds about 1,000 tiny trees.
So a pawpaw is a tree that will grow here and was growing here, actually, before the Europeans came in. It can grow from about 12 to 25 feet. It's usually more of an understory tree. It doesn't usually get too tall, though it can get as tall as 30 feet. And it needs a few individuals to pollinate. It's not self-pollinating. And it also produces fruit.
This fruit, of course, is the reason Eliza is so excited about the pawpaw. She's part of a group called the Food Forest Initiative of Cape Cod, and their mission is to bring food-producing trees back into our woods.
The tree project is basically about helping to restore some of the genetic diversity of the tree population on the Cape. Before Europeans came, there were a lot of hardwoods here. There was a lot more genetic diversity in our forests.
Hardwood species like hickory, beech, red maple, and birch were much more common in our area than they are today. And food-producing species like pawpaw, northern pecan, hazelnut, black walnut, persimmon, chestnut, and butternut were also present either on the Cape or slightly south of here. The pawpaw in particular was once common all over the east coast of North America.
It sort of looks like a mango, and it has, if you cut it open, it has a bunch of seeds inside, and you can just kind of scoop it out. Some people have described it as a combination between mango, pineapple, and banana. So it's very tropical, and the reason that pawpaws didn't get or sort of lost popularity is because the fruit starts to ferment not immediately after it ripens, but fairly quickly. It doesn't have a very long shelf life. So they freeze very well, they can very well, or you can eat them fresh, but they don't travel that well.
So how old are these tiny ones here?
So the smaller ones would be about 1 to 2 years old. You can get them producing within probably about 12 years if you have them planted in your yard and regularly watered. 12 to 15 years they can start producing some fruit, but you do have to either pollinate them yourself or make sure you have a few trees around so they can cross-pollinate.
The pawpaw is like most fruit trees in this respect. Species like apples, plums, and pears also require pollination between two or more trees for fruit to set.
But the great thing about pawpaw is it doesn't have problems really with many diseases at all or pests. Deer don't eat it, and it's a great plant for wildlife and insects. There's a species of butterfly, I can't remember which kind, it's some kind of swallowtail, that it's the specific food for. The leaves are specific for that butterfly.
That butterfly is a zebra swallowtail. And here's an interesting fact. Apparently, Thomas Jefferson was a big fan of the pawpaw fruit. They get ripe in late summer, and he ate them chilled for dessert. Pawpaws are the largest edible fruit native to the United States and are indigenous to 26 eastern states. On top of that, they're filled with protein and antioxidants. Eliza says she's hoping with a little help, pawpaws and other indigenous food trees can make a comeback.
You can adopt a tree, and we give you the tree, and you can plant it in your yard. We give you instructions on how to take care of it. You just need to keep it watered, give you a little bit of instructions as far as how deep to plant it and what to maybe amend the soil with a little bit to give it a jump start.
Historically, fruit trees like the pawpaw were spread by megafauna, big animals weighing at least 90 pounds, like us humans. But since hunting has driven down the population of many of these species and the advent of indoor plumbing, megafauna are no longer such a good vehicle for spreading undigested seeds through the forest. Still, some smaller animals like foxes and raccoons are likely to eat pawpaws if given the chance. And if they do, the trees will probably spread.
I love to think about the Cape in 30 or 40 years covered with pawpaws and hickories and persimmon and all kinds of fruit and nut-bearing trees.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We have a whole slideshow of images of the pawpaw from its fuzzy bud to mature fruit and what it looks like cut open. And we also have some information about how you can get a pawpaw seedling. All that stuff right on our website at capeandislands.org. This Local Food Report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.